you were arrested with a gun in the vicinity of Eric Clapton's apartment in L.A.
Not arrested. I was taking part in the racial violence in Los Angeles after the Rodney King incident.
Which side were you on?
I was trying to mediate between the police and Rodders. I've got to know him very well. He's a very nice chap. And we were having a Big Mac together, and the police blundered in to finish off the job they hadn't, you know, completed. So I tried to mediate by saying, "There he is, officer," you know, just try and calm the whole thing down, because one hates to see Los Angeles go up in flames unless one's got a camera running.
That was reported in one of the Sunday papers at the time as the dark soul of Sir Arthur Strebe Griebling. That night was a trail of wanton destruction, which many ascribed to your near-death experience, leaving you bereft of any hope.
I like to think I mowed down as many whites as I did blacks, and the Koreans did very badly out of the whole deal.
Do you feel any pride now about that?
I feel nothing but pride. That's all I do feel. An empty pride, a hopeless vanity, a dreadful arrogance, a stupefyingly futile conceit. But at least it's something to hang on to.